Oh, hi.
Oh, we didn't see you come in.
Yeah, well, you know. They hit the button and we show up. That's how this works. It's a podcast. Dave and Darren's top five things. A review of what we got done on our morning show, which we'd encourage you to listen to live.
And for the right reasons.
That's every weekday, 5:30 to 10 is when you can hear us. You can even see us if you want. There's a video feed on the Planet 939.
We're pretty
website.
Spooky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's some real eye candy. We're really excited that you're here for this because these are the top five things that we got done on the show. We're always excited to show our work here and I think make a pretty compelling case why you should be spending your mornings with us. Where do you want to get started today, pals?
How about number one?
One.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one. And this should be obvious.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
You see the story in Michigan where a seventh grader ended up driving a bus?
I just saw the headline.
I guess the bus driver passed out.
And the seventh grader took over and...
Give me that wheel, you.
And continued,
you're worthless up here.
And continued to make the stops.
Seventh grade boy pulled off a heroic act after his bus driver lost consciousness at the wheel. That's not great. Took control after the bus driver passed out. Told his parents he knew exactly what to do. Because he'd been watching the bus driver every day, observing, taking notes. You almost wonder if he was watching thinking, if he were to pass out, what would I do?
Or if I could get this guy to pass out.
Student was riding the bus home from Lois E. Carter Middle School in Warren, Michigan on Wednesday when the bus driver became lightheaded and lost consciousness. The quick-thinking seventh grader, Dylan Rees is this kid's name, saw the driver in distress, stepped to the front of the bus, and helped bring it to a stop without incident. At a press conference yesterday afternoon, the superintendent of the school said that this kid had the wherewithal to know not to slam on the handbrake, but to instead slowly press down on it until the bus safely eased to a stop. Boy's stepmother told reporters at a press conference that when she asked her son how he knew exactly how to stop the bus, he referred to the bus driver, who he had watched do it every day. In the video, because there's cameras in all the school buses these
sure.
days.
Sure. Does he?
He stops the bus, and then he tells his fellow students, someone call 911 now. Students can be heard screaming in the background. This kid's keeping a cool head.
It's a superhero.
Uh-huh.
I need someone here to dial 911.
I can always count on you, Diego.
His father added that it probably helped that his son does not have a cell phone because that made him more observant of his surroundings. While all the other kids are looking at their phone playing Candy Crush.
By the way, I'm going to make a statement about cell phones.
You know, I'd like to point out, my kid has been begging me for a cell phone.
And
for,
I've said no
I put
for
my
years.
Foot down. I said no. You want something to do on that bus ride? You watch that bus driver, I
you
call
know,
him.
You know who deserves this credit? Me.
I'm Steve Reeves. I'm his dad, Steve Reeves. No, not the Steve Reeves who famously played Hercules in the 60s. Different Steve Reeves. And?
I felt as though I could have played Hercules.
If any, aren't I kind of the Hercules of fathers when you think about it? And how I denied my son a mobile phone because I told him.
I stood firm.
You know, we're handing out a lot of medals up here for bravery and heroism.
You know who else deserves one?
Me. Am I the father of the year?
Sure.
I don't know. It's only April. But I'm damn sure in the running. I'll tell you that right now, Jack.
Sha.
I'll tell you this, friend. I am absolutely going to be a finalist for father of the year for not getting that kid a cell phone like he wanted.
Everyone says my wife is pretty. Yeah, cha. Pretty damn mean.
Okay, it's Steve Reeves. It's not Moondog from Dubuque. Cha! I'd like to point out that the fact that my kid didn't have a cell phone, while all of you other monsters are giving your kids cell phones, I, Steve Reeves, knew.
You are all the rest of you are doing nothing but pacifying your big babies. Not me.
Yeah, but our kids were able to call 911.
Good all point. Right. Good point. Touche.
But your kids were only able to call 911 because this sleepy bus driver didn't drive off
dead.
A cliff.
sleepy bus driver.
You were only-
and the bus driver's there too, just They've got the bus driver there as well.
I would like to point out that your kids were only able to dial 911 because my son was able to stop Rip Van Winkle over here from killing them all.
Hey. They make him sit up front with them during the press conference, the bus driver.
bus driver sitting up there with dark sunglasses on just in case he falls asleep again.
With a big cup of coffee.
He's painted eyes on his eyelids just in case it happens again. It'd be a bad look if I passed out at the press conference.
Everyone's taking a shot at me.
The superintendent said that once the bus came to a stop, two good Samaritans, one who was walking nearby and a driver in another vehicle, stepped in to help the students out of the bus's emergency exit.
Everybody's a hero but the bus driver. But, and he's just got to sit there and take it.
A lot of people saved these kids. Not you, of course.
Not you. You endangered their lives.
I do have some audio from this press conference. The bus driver did issue this statement. Yeah.
Not you, Sleepy Floyd.
A local man was heard to say this.
Wake up, stupid. Wake up!
So they helped the kids out of the emergency exit, and then first responders arrived 3 to 4 minutes later to work on the driver. None of the students were hurt in the incident.
So you got the good Samaritans, you got the kids, you got the parents, you got the superintendent, you've got the first responders, everyone taking a shot at the bus driver.
Wake up, Scott!
And he's just going to sit there and take it.
Of course, none of this would have been possible without this one staying up late last night to watch the Late Late Show.
Isn't that right, Sleepy Hollow?
The 40-year-old bus driver was taken to the hospital. Her condition is stable, but with some precautions. I don't know what that means. They say that there were 66 kids on this bus.
How many?
66 kids.
God, that had to be a big bus.
Yeah, you must have just left school. You haven't made any stops yet. Little Dylan Reeves actions made all the difference in this
65
crisis.
65 of them had a cell phone.
Stepmom at the press conference yesterday had this to say, quote, Dylan has been a great guy this year.
Oh.
Why are you qualifying it?
Oh.
This year? I'll say this as a stepmom. Lately, things have been going okay. Dylan has been a great guy this year. To do something like this fills my heart, makes my heart skip a beat. I'm extremely proud of him. Well, as you should be. Kid's a little hero, making sure that the...
And you know why he's a hero?
Uh-huh.
Because of you.
Oh, wow.
We wouldn't have needed a hero if you could have just kept your eyes open.
I'm watching the video. The bus driver is just full on driving and then goes out like... It's like that.
Yeah.
Driving like this and then is just... Darren, it's just like this. Oh. Oh, wow. This is scary. Driving and now quite asleep. Oh, no. At one point, she takes her hat off and is fanning her face like, stay awake.
Yeah.
Stay awake. Stay awake. Oh, no. Oh, no. And now This kid knows how to get up there and apply on the foot brake and then the hand brake. We'll put this thing in park. Jeez.
Someone call 911.
Oh, wow. This kid leaps into action. And then, he's basically on top of the bus driver as he puts the bus in park.
Who wants to go for ice cream?
And then, this is an interesting part of the I think this is an interesting part of the video. When the bus driver wakes up, this is audio of her first words.
Hey, what happened?
Glad it all worked out.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Two.
I've taken over the years a lot of grief, and it's all very well earned for learning very late in life that shrimp cocktail was not an alcoholic drink with the shrimp as a garnish. Mm-hmm. That was something I discovered in my 40s. And to this day,
very late 40s.
No, we were still at the other place, right?
Okay. All right.
It's like 10 years ago.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Your 40s.
Let's just say late in life.
All right.
I thought shrimp cocktail was like a martini glass with some sort of alcohol like in
champagne
it.
Champagne in it.
And then there was like cocktail. A shrimp over the side of it, like as a garnish. I thought that's what shrimp cocktail was.
You had never seen shrimp cocktail with like the cocktail sauce? Had you ever heard of cocktail sauce?
I just assumed that you put it in cocktails.
No.
Again. I don't bring this up so we can rehash what an idiot I was. I'm being vulnerable in telling you this is something I learned very late in life.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed by it, but also I know it now, you know? Like you wouldn't believe how many times shrimp cocktail has come up in the last 10 years, and I know what people are talking about.
You darn right you know.
So that helps. But I'm telling you, like, almost every story we do...
Have you ever had it?
Someone will... Of course.
You've had it now.
Cocktails, shrimp cocktail sauce or shrimp cocktail?
Shrimp cocktail.
I mean, I've had cocktail sauce and I've put shrimp in it.
What did you use it for?
For dipping in.
And you're drinking, what's he drinking?
But you haven't dipped a shrimp in it?
Yes, I have. Of course I have.
You have.
Of course I have.
Yes. All right, and it's delicious.
It is. I'm a big fan. I've always been. I didn't understand what it was.
Okay.
No matter what, on the text line, people will always...
Bring up the shrimp cocktail.
Like, this is the thing. We'll do a story, right? Mm-hmm. And the story is somebody did something stupid. Mm-hmm. And that'll be the story. Yeah. And then I'll push the button to play a record. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a text from somebody, or somebody on Facebook or something will go, they're dumb, but at least they know what shrimp cocktail is. Yep. I mean, I've been wearing this like an albatross for 10 years.
10 years.
Uh-huh. On a... Subreddit here, people are sharing things that they learned late in life.
Okay.
There's one on here that I'll have to admit that I will put myself down for. I don't feel as stupid about this one. The mourning dove that's in your backyard. When you see a mourning dove.
Okay.
That's mourning like they're sad. It's not mourning like they come in the morning.
Okay.
I always assumed, well, they come in the morning.
I don't see a lot of mourning doves.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, there's two of them in my backyard all the time. And they're mourning because they're sad about something. Mourning with a U.
Or at least that's what they look like they're mourning.
They do. What a mopey bird you are. Cheer up. So that's something that somebody admits to here. I didn't know that mourning doves meant that they were mourning spelt with a U. All right.
Well, I don't think that's the biggest crime ever.
No. Things that you learned embarrassingly late in life.
Well, who was it? Was it Chelsea Handler, who thought the moon was just the sun at night?
The sun and the moon were the same thing. Yeah. Now, come on. That makes shrimp cocktail look like...
It does.
Right?
It makes shrimp cocktail very forgivable.
It took me 18 years, someone says here on this subreddit, it took me 18 years to realize that shampoo goes before conditioner. I always wondered why my hair felt silky smooth before I used the shampoo.
Doesn't it even say so on the bottle? Doesn't it have the instructions?
You know, it really does. Here's one. I'm from Mississippi, and until I was 18, I'm going to say right now, I think this makes sense, all right?
Okay.
I'm from Mississippi, and until I was 18, I thought that everyone else in the country counted using their own state. So instead of one Mississippi, two Mississippi, if you lived in Nevada, it would be one Nevada, two Nevada, or one Maryland, two Maryland. I can see thinking that as a kid. Learning that when you're 18 does seem like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I was about 20 that I discovered you're supposed to add water to condensed soup. very vividly remember eating condensed tomato soup in my dorm room without any water. So I was essentially eating ketchup.
Again, I think there's instructions on there telling you to add a can's worth of water.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Or even maybe cut it with some milk in the case of tomato soup. You're not reading the instructions because you think you got it figured out.
I was 17 or maybe 18 before I learned that it was Timbuktu, not Timbuk, and then the number two. I thought there was an original Timbuk out there somewhere.
It's the sequel is what he thought it.
Until I was 22, I thought sedan was a car brand like Nissan or Toyota.
A sedan.
That's right. The sedan.
I like these.
Here's something I learned when I was 26. Things aren't supposed to start to get blurry once you're 15 to 20 feet away from them. I learned I needed glasses.
Okay, well.
You're supposed to be able to see individual leaves on trees. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
What an eye-opener that must have been, figuratively and literally. And when people say quote-unquote, I always thought they were saying quote-unquote. Okay. Hey, I can't. Here's one. When I was a teenager, I can't read this one. Never mind.
Tell me, though.
I'll tell you when we're not broadcasting.
Yeah, tell me now.
Learned late in life that pineapples don't grow in a tree, but they actually grow on the ground.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the pineapple, the Dole pineapple place.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, and yes, they're on the ground.
I thought being a prima donna meant that you were starting to behave like Madonna. Like they're prima donna now, and eventually they're going to go full Madonna. One time while watching Game of Thrones, I asked my husband when dragons went extinct. He had to pause the show and explain it to me.
What was that again?
They were watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And
when did dragons become extinct?
Yes. I learned that pork and beans are not called cowboy beans. I was 18 and I asked a grocery store clerk to help me find the cowboy beans. We were looking everywhere and I was getting frustrated because I know every store carries cowboy beans. After a while, I pick up a pork and beans can with a picture in it, and I say, see, it looks just like this. And he says, you mean pork and beans? And then I realized my mom called them cowboy beans so that I would eat them. The look of disappointment on that grocery store clerk's face haunts me to this day. Although I feel like I've seen them called cowboy beans in a can.
I think they do. I think there is a brand that maybe uses the idea of like a cowboy bean.
I thought horses had toes until I was 22. I thought the hoof was a horseshoe and the toes were tucked inside.
I don't know that some of these things you should admit to.
How did I learn how I was wrong, you ask? Well, I was walking past a cavalry museum and saw a horse statue and loudly remarked, it must hurt so bad when they fold a horse's toes to put them in the shoe. Dozens of horse enthusiasts turned and looked at me with wild bewilderment in their eyes. I used to think that all the Diet Coke bottles on the side of the road, which were half full of pale yellow liquid, were unfinished Diet Cokes that had been bleached by the sun.
Let me ask you this. Did I ask you this about
2 years ago? I saw one of these bottles being ejected from a truck and I realized the awful truth. I am 53 years old. Sorry, what were you going to ask?
Did I mention this yesterday?
Hmm.
Sometimes I don't remember what I've said and what I haven't.
Yeah.
Have you noticed all the trash on the new bridge?
No.
There is trash everywhere along the bridge. Now, is that a result Are people just throwing trash out? We're becoming barbarians and savages? Or is that stuff just flying out of trucks and accumulating on the side of the bridge? Look at it next time. There is trash everywhere.
I have not
noticed. Plastic buckets.
Really?
And I don't know if it just has to do with the design of the but is stuff just flying out of trucks?
I guess that would, it is windy up there.
But I don't know if it has to do with the design of the actual bridge that's causing it. But there is trash all along the bridge. I don't think people are just throwing stuff out, are they?
I haven't noticed. I mean, usually when I'm on the bridge, it's dark.
Yeah. But well, notice next time when you drive over when it's light, how much junk is pinned out, pinned against the sides of the side of the bridge.
I'll keep an eye out. I was in my 30s when I realized that Jacques Cousteau was a real person. I always thought he was a fictional character like Sherlock Holmes. I was 23 when I figured out that the Cheesecake Factory is a restaurant and not an assembly line of workers making cheesecake. Yeah. I always envisioned you'd go in there, watch them, and eat a slice, sort of like a brewery.
Yeah.
I lived in close proximity to multiple cheesecake factories my entire life, and my sister used to go there all the time with her friends.
Yeah.
I thought they all just really liked cheesecake and the factory vibe of it all.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until my fiance asked me to meet her there and her friend for drinks that I figured it all out at the age of 23.
This is a restaurant. Wasn't there talk that there was going to be a cheesecake factory up on 53rd?
Oh, yeah, they're always hinting around that stuff like that could happen. I thought Mick Jagger's name was Mick Jagger, like McDonald's. And people just never said his first name for some reason. Last one. I was 22 years old, working at a restaurant, making myself a salad. And I asked the chef for bumps. And he stared at me for 60 solid seconds, trying to figure out what I wanted. I explained to him I wanted bumps for my salad.
You mean like bacon bits?
I have all the rest of the toppings, but now I need the bumps. Guys, my family told me croutons were called bumps my croutons. Entire life. I called my dad that night and confirmed that bumps are indeed actually called croutons. Uh-huh. The reason that we called them bumps, it turns out, was that someone in my family had a speech problem as a kid and couldn't say croutons, and they became bumps. We had other funny names for stuff, but I knew what those real words were. I just never got around to learning croutons, I guess. Oh, and here's one. Someone thought that the celebrated American singer's name was Elephant Gerald. I thought her name
Elephant
was
Elephant Gerald.
Elephant Gerald. No, not her name.
Why hasn't Mick Jagger had a Mick Jagger meal at McDonald's?
Oh gosh, if anyone would get it.
You've had other celebrities with their McDonald meals.
Well, I don't even know any of the celebrities that have the McDonald meals.
We all know Mick Jagger.
Yeah,
you're at McDonald's.
You don't have to explain that to me.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's...
there's a lot to learn.
You know what? You stop learning, you stop living, Darren. And there's something to be said for admitting that you don't know something.
Sure.
And that you've learned something. But there's also kind of this race to share how stupid you are about things. And it's this whole, I don't know if it's a subculture or it's I guess really big on TikTok. This guy is so excited to share with the world
that I didn't know this.
Yeah. He's a grown man who discovered halfway through his 36-month car lease that he will not own the car at the end of the lease. Let me share this guy's TikTok, because he's so...
Did you know this?
He's so,
I thought I was buying this car.
He's so excited, Darren. He's thrilled. And then he shares that he's learned some stuff.
Okay. Guess who's been paying off a car for 18 months of a 36-month lease and just found out what a car lease is? That is so much money to pay to rent a car for 36 months. Are you kidding me? Oh, how didn't you know? Didn't you read the contract? I did, and I didn't understand the contract. No one's checking what I sign. They were like, here's your car. And I was like, yippee! The only thing getting me through those payments was the idea that I was going to own it at the end.
that I could stop making those payments.
18 months into this 36-month lease, I'm the car's
the
half...
The only thing that got me through.
The car's halfway paid off.
It's... You're going to have to give it back.
Uh-huh.
And start all over again.
Yep. He wants you to know.
I read the contract. I didn't understand.
That's the best part. Didn't you read the contract? Yeah. I did. I didn't understand it. That's the best part.
Paying off a car for 18 months of a 36-month lease and just found out what a car lease is. That is so much money to pay to rent a car for 36 months. Are you kidding me? Oh, how didn't you know? Didn't you read the contract? I did, and I didn't understand the contract.
What do you think of that?
Now, okay, if you...
Does that answer your question?
If you thought...
I'm an idiot.
If you thought... Oh, if you thought... Jeez. If you thought... Say it cost him, I don't know, $400 a month.
Yeah.
That's his car payment.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot to pay to rent a car. Well, do you know what it costs to rent a car a day? Yeah. What did you think it would cost to rent a car for a month?
I don't know.
It would be more than that.
People wondering, why is he so smug about admitting what an idiot he is?
Good for him, is what I say.
Now, you can buy the car at the end of the lease. Did they not explain that to you?
If you'd like to buy the car, they don't have a big problem with that.
No. No. Yeah.
But as far as having, yeah, you can buy it. If you.
The thing, too, though, about this is, do you not know what the word lease means?
He didn't.
Clearly, he didn't.
He just said that. He just said, I didn't.
I didn't understand the contract, but, like, the word is lease.
I understand, but He admits that he didn't know what lease meant.
Mm-hmm. He must not. Yeah, someone here says, yeah, renting a car is between $30 and $80 a day.
Right.
Pretty sure your monthly lease payment was a lot less than that.
Exactly. What did you think renting a car would be for a month?
That just seems like a lot of money to rent a car. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, someone else saying here, I'm worried about us, all of us. Well, this is what's going on.
As am I, but.
Yeah, a lot of people chiming in here too saying, wait till you find out about your apartment lease. You're not going to.
You're not going to care for that.
I own this apartment. I've been living here for 2 years.
What?
No, that's not what that means.
I can't wait to stop paying for this apartment.
Couldn't wait to share with everybody. As a grown man.
Am I the only one who didn't know this?
Yes, I understood. Yes, I signed the contract, and I didn't understand what any of it meant.
The only thing that kept me going.
was knowing I'm 18 months into this 36-month lease. That car is half paid for.
Three. All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Three.
Three. Three.
Everybody. Listen to me when I tell you this.
What's this?
I need everyone to hold on to their cat because woman has gone to Reddit looking for some support after being kidnapped as part of an elaborate marriage proposal.
So she was really kidnapped.
That's what she says. She's now considering pressing charges against her boyfriend and all the friends who were in on this.
Okay.
What if for the proposal we kidnap her? Yeah.
How about we don't?
How romantic is that?
How about we don't?
23-year-old woman explaining how her boyfriend arranged a funny kidnapping, but his friends took it too far in an attempt to make it feel real. She's now considering pressing charges against the boyfriend and his three friends after they put her through an anxiety-inducing situation.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Reddit saying, quote, "A week ago, my boyfriend told me he had a camping trip planned with his friends on Friday. He said he would have no service, cell phone service, and he'd see me on Sunday. He texted me at 5 in the morning and told me they were hitting the road. Around 8 o'clock in the morning, I went for a run like I usually do on Fridays.
They know this.
I had one headphone in while running because I was on a work call. While I was running, I noticed an SUV that kept popping up. I sent a message to my sister saying to stand by, and I shared my location. Right after sending the message, I looked up, and the SUV was right beside me, and someone jumped out and grabbed me.
Oh, my God.
It happened so fast, I dropped my phone on the pavement. I was pulled into this car, and I could tell there was at least two masked guys in the back before they covered my eyes."
Who thinks this is a good idea?
Well, I'm going to submit probably someone that did not get a yes to the proposal.
I don't think he's proposed yet.
Scared for her life, she says she started to freak out like crazy, but the masked men just laughed at her attempts to break free.
Who does that?
Quote, "I could feel one of them holding me down by my arms behind me, and the other was holding my legs down at the knees. I don't know how long I was in there, but I kept begging them to let me go and crying. I even admit that I peed on myself, but I don't think they noticed until we arrived at the house. They pulled me out of the car, and I was screaming for help until I was pulled into a house. When the mask was removed from her head, she realized she was kneeling in front of her boyfriend of 2 years and surrounded by romantic decorations."
Oh, my God.
She says, "I realized who he was and what was going on, and I collapsed into sobs. I probably had a 5-minute panic attack in that car on the way there. And then another one sitting in the entryway to his house. I was sweaty, wearing soiled yoga pants, flushed with fear and scared for my life." Seeing her distress, the boyfriend paused the proposal and instead took her upstairs to get showered and changed. Downstairs, there was a sudden commotion that broke out. She says, "I heard yelling while I was in the shower. I don't know what was going on. I'm sitting in his room now, holding my shattered phone after crying to my sister about what had happened. She lives an hour and a half away, but was speeding over to come and get me."
I was going to say, can you imagine what the sister's thinking?
Oh, boy. She writes here, "I know now I was never in any danger, but I don't think my brain can comprehend it. Well, they were snickering and teasing me in deepened voices about what they were going to do to me. The one that was holding my legs down kept caressing my thighs up and down into the inner area. When the car would brake, his face kept falling into my chest. I don't even know who that was. I just know one of them sounded unsure and kept trying to defuse the situation, but I think that may have been the driver." As soon as her sister picked her up, by the way, the two of them went to the police station to make a statement, with the officers saying that she has a claim for false imprisonment if she wants to press charges. She says here, "My sense of time was so warped. From where I was picked up to his house, it might have been 7 or 10 minutes in the car. I feel like it was way longer than that, though. As for the friends, the driver was his best friend from childhood, who I actually get along with pretty well. He was in tears when he showed up at the police station to make a statement. The other two were friends."
Who were these two characters?
Friends from an athletic class he started attending a couple of months ago.
Oh, no.
"These are my friends from the gym. It seems like the two guys I didn't know, wanted in on what otherwise was supposed to be something more innocent. The original plan was for them to pop out of this car in their funny kidnapping attire and hand me a letter that explained I was being summoned by my boyfriend and resistance was futile.
So that's what he thought was going on?
But even that's messed up.
Yeah, it is.
Even that.
But that's what the boyfriend thought it was, and they're like, nah.
You
know what would be better?
No, we got to kick this up to the next level. Even that. If I had a sister, and she told me that she was going to get married to a fellow who arranged for a bunch of guys to jump out of an SUV and
give her a letter?
And give her a letter that made it look like she was being kidnapped for a couple seconds, I'd say, sis, this isn't happening. We're not gonna be going through with this.
Wow.
Yeah. She says the original plan was for them to pop out of this car with their funny kidnapping attire and hand me a letter. So, like, we only wanted you to think you were getting kidnapped for a couple of seconds. That's too much. It seems like the plan changed as the two new friends wanted to shake me up a bit more and make it feel more real. She says, we're going to meet up with my boyfriend for dinner tonight. He's been respectful of my requests for space, but has been emotional whenever he thinks about what I went through this morning. His best friend contacted me repeatedly apologizing for allowing it to go that far, but I asked him to stop contacting me, and he did. The best friend's fiance reached out and has been supportive and apologetic too. Yeah. This is an assault. This is not a prank. It's not a proposal. What happened is an assault and false imprisonment. And I can't imagine.
Where you thought for like 10 minutes they were going to cut your throat.
Yeah. Yeah. God only knows what's going through your head when you're in a situation like that. I mean, that is the worst. It's the worst moment of your life.
Yes. They're going to rape me and kill me.
Right. I'm being assaulted. The assault is going to get worse and worse and then much, much more worse.
Yeah.
No, I was just trying to think of a clever way to propose to you.
Stop with the clever ideas.
Oh, my God. Yes. Just go out to a nice dinner, have a conversation, and there you go. Everything doesn't have to be a Hollywood production. You know it?
Do it in the front yard.
Yes.
Why do you have to buy a dinner?
I think a dinner is appropriate.
Not necessary, though.
Did I tell you yesterday? This is not at all connected to this story, which I'd like to be done talking about because it's just giving me the creeps. Everyone, I hope you held on to your cat. Is that at my kid's track meet yesterday?
Yes.
Up in Eldridge.
Yes.
Okay. And as I'm walking from my car to Lancer Stadium there where the track meet was going on, I'm walking in and there was an SUV. Or no, it was a pickup truck. There was a pickup truck that was like behind me and it was coming closer and closer and closer. And then the window unrolls, and I'm just kind of, keeping track of my surroundings.
Yeah.
The window unrolls, and the guy yells out, "Kram!" Exactly like that. In his very best heavy metal parking lot voice, the guy yells, "Kram!"
Nice.
Right. So, of course, I assume, oh, well, it's always nice to meet a listener,
Yeah.
And I turn around, I'm kind of chuckling, and I wave to the guy. Yeah. Turns out, he was actually just saying hi to a friend of his in the parking lot whose name was Graham.
What?
Yes.
That's weird.
It was. It sounded exactly like Graham.
He wasn't even talking to you?
No. Had no idea who I was.
He saw Graham over there.
Hey, Graham. Graham.
Graham, man. Like Graham and Dan.
Okay. You know, some listeners will, there's a shorthand when they want to say hi to us in public.
Yes.
They'll just go, which is always appreciated.
Yes.
When I'm grocery shopping and I just hear someone go,
Yeah.
I know that they want to say, hey, we listen to the show.
Yeah, they're saying hello.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I live for this.
This was Graham.
And I thought, like, for half a second, because I assume everyone's obsessed with our morning show, that this guy listens to it intently and was doing some sort of heavy metal parking lot hello.
Right.
No.
It would make all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and then I look over, there's a guy named Graham waving to the guy in the parking lot. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Graham! That's exactly what he sounded like. It's like, what? What?
Graham, man. Like, Graham a dude.
Oh, hey. Hey, thanks for listening.
You can't listen to what?
Thanks for listening to Dave and Darren. I don't know who you are, man. That's my buddy, Graham.
I don't know you, dude.
I don't know you, bro. I'm just here to say hi. I'm here in Eldridge to say hi to my friend, Graham.
See, it says Graham, so on the back of his shirt. It says Graham. Okay. You know, like those shirts I used to iron your name on?
Okay.
It says Graham.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Number one. Number one, Graham.
I'm just going to go sit in the bleachers.
I'm just going to go sit in the bleachers.
Sit in the bleachers and watch my kid run a mile.
Break my glasses.
I'm not Spencer Lee's dad.
Mom.
I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dad.
Yeah, when he didn't win the race, I didn't take my glasses off.
Sometimes he doesn't win.
I should have done that.
You need to just get some real cheapies. I mean, like, can you get glasses? Right. Can you get glasses for like $2 or something?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get fake glasses next time Spirit Halloween shop is open.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna bring them to all my kids' sporting events.
I am too.
Take them off and crunch them when he doesn't win.
Buy like a box of 50 of them.
That's what
and
I'm
just gonna do it for till he's done with high school.
I'm gonna offer it to his friends too. You kids want to wear some fake
glasses? You guys want to wear some glasses and then you can destroy them when someone doesn't win?
We're going full Spencer Lee's mom on this one.
I love that.
Graham, man, like Graham a dude.
Get me some of those glasses too.
Four.
Unusual story. It's an airplane story. This is another one that I can't believe you weren't on the flight, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite sentence in the story doesn't come until it's almost over.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And I want you to see if you can identify what my favorite sentence is. Okay. It shouldn't be that hard.
All right.
A rowdy American Airlines passenger urinated on another traveler aboard a flight from New York to Delhi over in India. It's a long flight. Rowdy American Airlines passenger urinated on another traveler aboard a flight from New York to Delhi over the weekend. The man, who was reportedly drunk and unruly, was arrested after flight 292 out of JFK Airport landed at the Delhi Airport around 9 p.m. Sunday night. Mm-hmm. American Airlines confirming that a disruption did happen on that flight in a statement.
Yeah.
But they spare all of the, you know, gruesome details.
Yeah.
They say here, American Airlines flight 292 with service from John F. Kennedy International Airport to India's Gandhi International Airport was met by local law enforcement upon arrival at the airport due to the disruption on board.
Oh, sure. Gandhi gets an airport.
We're grateful to our crew members who are consistently dedicated to the safety and care of our customers and handled the circumstances with the utmost professionalism. The incident is at least the third time a passenger has relieved themselves on another passenger on flights between New York and Delhi since late last year.
What goes on? Is that your favorite part?
Hello.
I don't know. Do you think? This is the third time this has happened since late last year?
Yeah, the trend is your friend, but not in this case.
No. No. If you ever find yourself flying from JFK to Gandhi International Airport,
if that happens, I will keep my head on a swivel.
Pack a poncho. Last month, a 21-year-old student peed on a business class passenger on the same 15-hour...
I'm here on business!
The same 15-hour flight. This was, again, American Airlines flight 292. Again, this happened when the 21-year-old was in a drunken stupor. How drunk do you got to get on a plane to India?
Well, you could probably get pretty drunk. Yeah, lots of time.
Are you getting drunk during the 15-hour flight?
I think so.
Is that what's happening? You're not getting on the plane. You're not getting on the plane that hammered, are you? I just don't understand.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
The Indian national who had been studying in the United States was arrested when he stepped off the plane in Delhi.
Yeah, like you do.
The pilot and crew said that the student was heavily intoxicated and was repeatedly arguing with the operating crew, not willing to be seated, and continuously endangering the safety of crew and aircraft. After disturbing the safety of his fellow passengers, he finally urinated on a passenger. In a similar November incident, a traveler urinated on a 70-year-old woman sitting in business class on an Air India flight from Delhi to New York. The man was banned from traveling with Air India for 30 days.
I can live with that. I accept your ban.
We're very disappointed in how you behaved on this flight. No flying for you on our Air India for 30 days.
Been here once.
It's gonna rain.
Okay. The man was banned. So in American Airlines, the flight to India, when you pull this trick, they are going to arrest you. Mm-hmm. But if you're flying from India to the United States, they just ban you from Air India for a month.
I think that's fair.
Three times since November, this has happened on the same route. What is going on?
Yeah, you walk into the cockpit. Guess what? Oh, no. Not again. Not again.
Oh, no. You don't want that flight. That's not great news.
Would you stop serving the drinks?
Maybe that's an idea. Maybe cut out the happy hour on the way to Delhi, huh?
Surely not again. Surely not again.
Oh, my God, the incident is at least the third time a passenger has relieved themselves on another person on flights between New York and Delhi.
Let's go with at least. Let's go with at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the three that we know of for certain. Is it possible that another one slipped in there somehow?
It could happen.
It's more than likely.
Number five. Number five.
Disneyland over the weekend. Did you see where the dragon caught on fire?
Which dragon?
Well, I guess they call the dragon Murphy. And
did you see the dragon when you were there?
No, this was Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland.
Not Disney World. I've never been to Disneyland.
Oh, you must.
You think? They do these shows where you sit and the animatronics entertain you. And this was the Maleficent dragon. You know in Sleeping Beauty when the Wicked Witch turns herself into a dragon? That's the dragon.
Okay.
And I guess you can watch this show and Mickey Mouse battles this dragon.
Saves the day.
Yeah, right. And the way it's supposed to work is Mickey Mouse defeats the dragon.
Does anyone find that believable?
That Mickey Mouse is somehow a dragon slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really have to have a willing suspension of disbelief for the whole thing.
Almost like a childlike wonderment.
The Maleficent dragon animatronic went up in flames.
Yes.
During the Fantasmic show. Future performances of the show have now been canceled.
How did you find the show? Fantasmic.
It was fantasmic. They say the earliest the show could return is May 26th.
That's not bad. It's a nice turnaround.
During the portion of the show where Mickey Mouse fights a 45-foot tall dragon.
Who do you call to fix your dragon?
Well, they should have guys, right? Like dragon people there at Disneyland.
So they got their own guys. You don't have to call out.
No, they have, I believe they call them Imagineers. And they're there to make all of these things. But yeah, they probably called the dragon department, and the dragon department's like,
Dragon department.
We couldn't possibly get you under the dragon until May 26th.
Let's see.
Drama started during the portion of the show when Mickey Mouse fights the 45-foot tall dragon, blasting sparks at it. But the dragon's head doesn't normally start spouting actual flames. And that's what happened. this dragon caught on fire.
Right, so someone right away knew something was up.
One audience member who claims to have seen this show more than 100 times.
Well, there you go.
Said, quote, I was like, oh, they added some new stuff because that didn't happen like that before.
Shouldn't be happening now.
She and her daughter quickly realized that something was amiss when the flames spread to the rest of the dragon. And it wasn't long before workers were evacuating the audience.
Get out of here.
And cast members onto Tom Sawyer Island, where the show is staged.
Everyone to Tom Sawyer Island.
Everyone made it to safety.
That means you too, Huck.
Some other areas near the island were cleared out due to smoke and wind. No other injuries were reported.
Good.
Oh my God, this is great. The cause of fire is under investigation. But some are speculating that a substance that appeared to be leaking from the dragon's mouth could have been the cause. Oh no, that dragon's got gasoline in its mouth? That doesn't seem like the best idea. The problem with this is, I guess they call the dragon Murphy, which I don't think is his name in the movie.
Yeah.
But people were calling this dragon Murphy, and then on Twitter and Instagram, everyone was doing hashtag RIP Murphy, which got people concerned that Eddie Murphy had died. People were freaking out that Eddie Murphy had died. Again, it's not Eddie Murphy. It's a dragon.
Hashtag Murphy down.
Yeah, the dragon committed, it looks like, self-immolation here. They say this is not the first time a Disney dragon has caught on fire. Do something about it. Hear it. Oh, man, when you see the video of this thing, it looks pretty dope. I mean, I would charge more for this. I want to know more about this woman who claims to have seen this show more than 100 times. What's that about?
She's got to live nearby.
Now, meanwhile, on the other coast, that was Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
That's the one in California. Disney World.
The original.
Yes, it is the original. Disney World, as you know, is in Florida.
Right next to the state prison.
Right. Now, in Disney World, they've got their own problems. They say that according to this arrest affidavit from the Orange County Sheriff's Office,
uh-huh.
I believe both Disneyland and Disney World are in Orange County, just different Orange counties. Huh. I think,
that's the way Walt wanted it.
Yeah. Where are they growing oranges?
I like oranges.
Put them there. There's a fellow who's in trouble at Disney World, a worker who's looking at 5 years for what he calls his guilty pleasure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jorge Diaz Vega had 500 videos on his phone that were recorded up women's skirts there at Disney World.
And I'm just going to pass this off as a guilty pleasure.
Something of a guilty pleasure. No, what that is a crime.
I've been fighting this addiction for some time.
Right. Listening to ABBA could be a guilty pleasure. What you're doing...
Guilty about that.
No, I'm just saying some people might suggest that. I think ABBA's terrific.
They're marvelous.
Authorities say they were called to the Hollywood studios after someone saw a Disney worker recording an upskirt video on a young woman at a Star Wars store. That 18-year-old woman was not aware at the time the incident took place.
Is that why you like Star Wars?
She was not told the identity of the male when a security guard filled her in after the incident. When the police arrived, Jorge Diaz Vega is said to have shown them multiple examples of such videos on his phone.
Oh, that's nothing.
Explaining to the cops that he took the videos as a guilty pleasure because they, quote, bring him sexual gratification.
I'm going to break this down for you.
We figured that out, Jorge.
We understand.
We know why you're doing
this. I'm just
this.
Trying to connect the dots for you guys.
Just for the sexual thrill! The sexual thrill!
He added to the security team there at Disney that these clips are difficult to find online. And he estimated he had more than 500 similar upskirt videos on his phone, taken over a period of about 6 years at Disney World.
I got the season pass.
Oh, wow. Again, this guy works there.
Oh, he works there.
Yes. He does not work for the company any longer, according to the people at Disney. Released from the Orange County Jail on $2,500 bond after his arrest. If he's convicted of the felony charge of video voyeurism against him, he could be looking at up to 5 years behind bars. The sheriff's officer says more charges could result if other victims come forward. Yeah, if he's got 500 of these videos on his phone. The thing is, guys, I do this because I'm sick, and I like to look at these things later on, you know, for sex stuff.
I don't know if you dummies know what I'm talking about.
Now, here's the thing. You might wonder, why am I doing this?
Why would I do such a thing?
You might ask yourself, what's in it for me? Well, the answer is simple. Sexual gratification. I get off on this.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I believe what I've invented is a whole new way to be skeevy. Now, Walt and I, we're both pioneers if you think about it. He did the first ever feature-length animated movie, and I believe I'm the one who created the upskirt video.
Truly the happiest place on earth.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And that was another edition of Dave
Amazing.
And Darren's Top 5 Things. Again, a reminder, you can hear the show live weekdays 5:30 to 10 on Planet 93.9 and Planet939.com and the Planet 93.9 mobile app. Thanks for downloading this, subscribing to it, listening to it.
It was great.
Tell your friends. It was great. Honestly, I get why people listen to the show sometimes. You know, when I listen to this podcast, I think, yeah, they're not wrong to love us.
It makes sense.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, you kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's it. The game's over. Okay, the game's over. Let the new games begin.
Vaya, con Dios.
Good day to you. We're done.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.